Looking at the two research models side by side, the difference between them becomes clear. The frequentist answers whether a signal exists. Does there appear to be some change big enough that we can confidently say it isn't due to chance? The Bayesian, on the other hand, can not only answer specifically what caused the change, they can also answer how much of the change was directly caused by what. Both research methods are valid, but they serve very different purposes. If you just want to know if there is a downward trend in accidents at that intersection over time, and whether it is due to chance or not, then the frequentist study is sufficient. However, if you need to decide whether or not to invest in more traffic lights, you need the Bayesian answer. You need to know the light worked, and how much of the reduction was directly caused by it. Bayesian research provides much more actionable information for decision makers.